with demos and outtakes and such. And for Record Store Day, they distilled that down to a single vinyl disc with a alternate version of the album. And that's one of the real delights there, that great, great long version of Almost Cut My Hair. Some people said they think it's better than the original album. I don't know about that. It's just a different look at it. It's a little more casual. There's some studio chat and stuff. Really nice. It's called Deja Vu Alternatives? Alternate. Where am I at? Oh, there. Highlighted. And a little bit of Smith, Perkins & Smith starting off from their one and only album. You heard Catcher in the Rye. And I need to get back to that. I didn't realize that song was just a minute long or so. Great, great new find in my collection, or added to my collection. People know about it. I know about it, just never had it. Time to stop. It's finishing up the first hour, and there's a lot to do here. KGLT is supported by Danny Menholt Honda in Bozeman, featuring the all-new environmentally friendly Honda CR-V Hybrid. More information at DannyMenholtHonda.com. And Montana Book Company, serving downtown Helena since 1978, offering adult and children's books, graphic novels, and vinyl records, in-town delivery and shipping available. Online at Montana Book Company, Helena, or phone 406-443-0260, located downtown at 331 North Last Chance Gulch. This is KGLT Bozeman, 91.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena, 89.1 FM, with translators K246A. BA Bozeman 97.1 FM, K220 KD, Big Sky 91.9 FM, K208 BX Livingston 89.5 FM, K296 CF Mammoth Hot Springs 107.1 FM, K213 AU Big Timber 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at KGLT.net. Yep, reaching out around the world. Apparently, they're going to start posting the spots we're picking up globally. I'm looking forward to seeing that. I've seen some maps, and we do hit virtually every country on the globe. Or somebody there is curious enough to dial us in, and it registers on our thing. Anything else I have to do? No, I think that's the requirements for the top of the hour. I'll be here for two more hours. Uncle Duke is scheduled. I look forward to seeing him. He's been, I think, traveling or something, so he's missed the last couple of shows, or at least one of them. I don't know. It's a blur. It's all a blur to me. Thank you.
she won't have to cry, for it's really too hard for to fly.
Crying. that's better.
That's Smith, Perkins & Smith from their one and only album. You've heard The Man He Was. And that's an old album. It's from very early 70s. And it did come out in America. They're an American band, but it was on the English label Island, recorded at Muscle Shoals. And that's part of the connection between Island Records and Muscle Shoals. Shows up in a couple ways. That rhythm section worked with Traffic, and the guitar player on this album, Wayne Perkins, played on the Wailers album, Catch a Fire. Bob Marley and band had recorded an album in Jamaica, and Chris Blackwell said, well, we need a little more rock for the Western market. And they brought in, I believe Rabbit played keyboards, and Wayne Perkins played a guitar. And so the rock guitar you hear on that album is that guy, Wayne Perkins. And apparently he's a hot shot because when Ron Wood quit the Rolling Stones, the Stones auditioned a lot of guys, and they decided it was Wayne Perkins who was going to get the job. And I think they told him, and then Ron Wood said, no, wait a minute, I want to be in the Rolling Stones. So Wayne Perkins lost his gig, just like that. He's on Black and Blue, though, if you check the credits. A good one, great record. I totally passed that up, and somebody said, no, that you need that one. And I bet it passed through my hands at one point, because I possessed all those Island releases as they came out, and some of them I just didn't hang on to, and that was one of them, and now I regret it. I probably wouldn't have appreciated it at the time, but now I can see the artistry in it. It's a beautiful record. You can find it. Not easy. You have to go online, and it's just called Smith, Perkins, and Smith. The Smith brothers and Wayne and, Perkins. Very good. I've been a favorite on the turntable at the house this last week or so. Start off with the Kinks from Lola versus the Power Man and the Money Go Round. You heard Strangers. Jason Lytle, unreleased recording of a Nick Drake song done for a Starbucks Nick Drake compilation tribute that never came out. And it's a nice one. I got to watch Jason record that one. He knows how to do the work. Gene Clark from his fabulous No Other album. You heard Silver Raven, and then finishing up there with Smith, Perkins, and Smith. 420. Blazing through the show. That means it's all going smoothly. The CD players haven't choked. I haven't knocked any turntable arms or anything. So it's crossing my fingers that my luck holds up for the duration. That's all you can ask these days. This looks good.
George Harrison.
Ringo just played, didn't miss a beat, and he was just perfect timing, and he'd do take after take after take for about an hour, and then he'd get up, light a cigarette, go to the toilet for a pee, come back, sit down, and then do the same again for another hour and a half.
Spend an hour celebrating the 50th anniversary of George's first post-Beatles masterpiece. Featuring Interview with George, Eric Clapton, Dave Mason, Badfinger's Joey Molland, and Gary Wright. It's All Things Must Pass at 50. All access.
Tuesday afternoon at 1 on KGLT.
Yep. That'd be interesting. I had a chance to meet the drummer from Badfinger who worked on that record. And I didn't bother to quiz him about George Harrison. I was just more interested in meeting the man and having a drink at the 10B in Swansea, South Wales. And he was a happy guy considering the bad luck of Badfinger. This 4 o'clock hour, we're already at 4 o'clock. Wow, almost halfway through the show. This 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Hopzone IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Tasting room open daily 2 to 8 p.m. Curbside ordering online at bozemanbrewing.square.site or by phone at 585-9142. Online at bozemanbrewing.com. We thank everybody who supports KGLT, and that includes you. And we can tell if you support KGLT if you're not wearing a hat or a t-shirt or the slippers or, you know, the pajamas, KGLT pajamas. We know you didn't give, so we send the boys around and straighten you out. That's how it works. I'm just trying to see if I need to do anything else. No, I think I'm set. So here we go.
Thank you. Won't you tell me what you're thinking of? Would you be an outlaw for my love? If it's so, let me know. If it's no, well, I can go. I won't make you.
cloud and I loved you.
Time.
Recently reissued. That's the original single of Radio for Europe, REM's debut, and launched their career. I guess they did pretty well for themselves. Played some other jingly, jingle jangle rock there for you. Start off with OK, which is Michael Stipe's sister, and others. I think Matthew Sweet's on that. From there, Furthermore, What 12-inch you've heard, Chukudian, Big Star from Live at WLIR when they were down to a trio. You heard 13. Salem 66 from the Various Artists Drum and Thrum double album, which came out last year and instantly sold out. It's back in print, I believe. Well worth getting it. Documents that early 80s post-REM scene very well, too. Some familiar names and some bands I just never heard of or heard. A great listen. Well worth your time if that college rock interests you. Or the DBs. A great live tape from 1982, I think, from the Ritz. I heard them doing Excitement. And I see the REM, the DBs have a archival release coming out soon, or in the fall, double album with some live stuff and outtakes and things. I'm looking forward to that. Great band. One I wish I would have seen. I saw Peter Holsapple and maybe Chris Damey together play a acoustic set, but never a full band DB show. And that would have been really nice to see. They look like they're a great band. There's some nice footage around if you look. And yeah, and nice guys too, apparently. Let's Active themselves from Big Plans for Everyone. You heard Still Dark Out. That's Mitch Easter. And they're doing a Let's Active sort of reunion. Actually, it's just Mitch Easter playing Let's Active songs with some friends in November. And I'm planning to go to that. I have tickets anyway. That's such an incentive to go to Winston-Salem, which I've never been to. So, looking forward to that. And then finishing up with REM. 4:45. Okay, yeah, that'll work for me. I did that. Yeah, here.
On Wednesday, September 1st, the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute welcomes author Mary Jane Bradbury as featured speaker at this year's fall reception. Her keynote address, Kid Gloves and Brass Knuckles, will discuss the life of Nancy Cooper Russell, a self-taught businesswoman who helped her husband, Charlie Russell, become the highest-paid living artist of his time. The reception takes place from 4 to 6 p.m. at Pilgrim Church in Bozeman. It's free and open to the public. There's more information at montana.edu/OLLI.
Yes, Charlie Russell. Interesting guy, great artist, and interesting story too, what they're just explaining. I need to rock, and I've got something to solve that problem.
You and your Montana has joined with Utah, Nevada, Oregon, and Idaho to issue the following Amber Alert because they are thought to have entered Montana. The Oregon State Police has requested activation of the emergency alert system for an Amber Alert for Arson Mangum, 6 years old, and Manson Rowley, 8 years old. The victims were abducted from Price, Utah on August 18, 2021, at 1 a.m. The suspect was driving a 2004 gold Chevrolet Silverado, Washington license C66780T, which is possibly hauling a white fifth-wheel travel trailer, Washington license 51311AE. The suspect has been identified as Derek Michael Rowley. Suspect physical description, 33 years old, 6 feet tall, with blonde hair, unknown clothing description. The victim is Arson Mangum, 6 years old last, and Manson Rowley, 8 years old, and were both last seen wearing unknown color pajamas. If you have any information about this incident, please contact the Oregon Amber Alert tip line at 1-866-526-2375 or call 911.
I know.
slipping into 5 o'clock. Sorry about the interruption. That's a probably important thing to throw at you. So thanks for your patience. What was there? Start off with NRBQ. Ain't It All Right?